Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I'm your host, Minister Arturo Rodriguez, and I have to say I'm thankful to be here again today to bring you the Word of God. I thank you for allowing me to come into your life right now. I thank God for allowing us to come together once more as a family. I thank you for participating, for sending the text messages and the praise reports and prayer requests. I have to say thank you. And I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what's going on in your life this week, but I ask that God just touch you, that he moves in the direction for you right now. My shirt's already tight, y'all. I'm already hyped up. We took 2 weeks off. We spent time as a family. We went on vacation. And I have to give God praise and glory for safe travels. I just have to give him all the praise for everything that's going on in our lives right now. I don't know what season you are in right now. I don't know if you're sowing right now or you're reaping right now. I just ask that God just touch and move mountains in your life and just let you be able to seek him out and for comfort and for guidance and whatever you may be needing right now, that God just touches you right now. Again, I told you I'm excited. My shirt's tight. This week's episode title is Gaining in the Pain. I need you to text somebody right now. I need you to tell somebody somewhere, post it on your social media, however you may need to do it. Touch that person that you've been praying with all week and saying that you're going to gain in your pain. Before we start this week's episode, I'd like to go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I give you thanks for today. I give you all the glory, God. We seek you right now, God. We seek your mercy and your righteousness in our life right now, God. It may not always just look the best, but I know that you have the best plans laid out for us. We laid everything at your feet. We're carrying our cross right now. God, we ask that you just take the pressure off, God, that you're able to lift this up. We know that you have the final say-so in every situation and anything that we go through, God, we know that you have the final say-so. You're the Alpha and you're the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. God, we know that you have the plans for our life, God, and we trust you in it right now. And in your holy name we pray, amen. Amen and amen and amen. God, I'm just so happy today. I have joy in my heart that just, I look forward to this. It was hard for me to stay away for 2 weeks. It seemed like, it felt like I was missing my family. I was missing coming together once more to do this. I'm just like, I cannot wait to come together and get this. But I really want you to understand what's going on right now, that the pain that you may be feeling, you're going to be gaining in this. You're going to gain the understanding for what God has for you. You're going to have better clarity going through this pain. And I know it hurts, and I know it's not fun. I know that it stings sometimes, and I know that it just flat out sucks. It hurts. But this is where you know that you're getting better. This is where we come together as a family to where we trust God with everything that we have and everything that we're doing. We know that God is in complete control of everything. Today's scripture is going to come out of John 15. John 15. We're going to go verses 4 and 5. John 15, verses 4 through 5. If you have God's word and would like God's word, let me get an amen. The word of God says this: remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine. You cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You're gaining in your pain. I want you to let that sink in right now. I really want you to understand. I really want you to go deep into your heart today. I know that pain that you have in your heart right now, that you've been having, those scars, that I know they hurt. The trauma that you've dealt with, I know it hurts. But you're going to gain right now. We're going to gain a better perspective. We're going to gain a better way to handle situations. Because if we handle the situations that we've always, the way we've always handled it, we're going to end up catching a charge. Let me just be quite frank with you. Let me just go ahead and just tell it right now. You're going to end up catching a charge. You're going to end up putting yourself into a situation that you can't get yourself out of. And then we're going to continue to go down the same road that we have been that caused you to be in the situation that you are now. So I'm telling you right now, we got to change some things up. God said, you got to be in me. You got to stay with me. You got to be, in order for you to bear fruit, you got to change some things. You got to give it to me and you got to let God take control of that situation. We're going to gain in our pain. So as the word says it, the word is telling you that you have to stay in God. What is the point of going off and showing your tail to somebody? What is the point to go off and give everybody a piece of your mind? What is the point to sink down to someone's level that's been hating on you? What is the point to act a slap out for just fool? Because now you are no better than the ones that are coming at you, the ones that are judging. We're doing something new. God has brought you out so far from where you were at. And you have to change the mindset of, God, I have so much further to go. But God said, I need you to look back to see how far you've already came. And that is when you know that we're doing something better, that we're getting stronger, that we're moving in a direction. And it, you know, and I know that it's hard sometimes because people are saying, oh, now you're a goody two shoes, or oh, you don't do this and you don't do that, you don't drink no more, you don't smoke no more, you don't do the things that everybody else does. You say, well, I'm not everybody else. I'm built differently. Because I know I have a calling on my life. I don't have an anointing on my life. If I do the things that everybody else was doing, I'd be in a whole lot of mess. But God has called me to put a message in this mess that I was in. There was pain. I understand that you got pain in your life, but we're going to gain in this. We're going to gain that we know that we're not able, that we're not supposed to do the things that we were doing. We know that we can't just be acting a slap out fool anymore, because then we're going to be foolish. I know that it's tough, and I know that you're going to have to make some decisions in your life that are not easy. You're going to have some difficult conversations. And I'm telling you, have conversations, not confrontations. You're going to have to be able to sit there and be like, I don't do that anymore. And I know it's hard. I know when the spouse is acting kind of funny. And I know when the circumstances are not just perfect. That you have to change the way you speak. You have to change the way you talk. But in order for us to bear this fruit, we have to be able to go through Jesus for it. When I say that we have to decrease and he has to increase in us, that means you have to give everything to him. You have to give everything in that way. You have to trust that He has a plan for your life. We give it all to Him. And I want to break it down just a little bit more. I want to go a little bit deeper if I can. Can I preach this like I feel this? We are coming to a time right now together that we just saw Jesus get resurrected from the dead. We just came through the Passover. And as we are going through this time, you have to understand that Jesus went through some pain so that you could gain. Jesus went through hell so you can be better, so that you can come to Him and say, God, I need to produce some fruit, so I'm going to give everything to You. Yes, God, You were hit. You were stabbed. They nailed You to a cross, but death could not keep You. So I know that no matter what I go through, that You are going to be right there with me in it. I know that it ain't going to stop me from where I'm at. We thought it was a mountain, but it's not a mountain. It's just an anthill. God says, I'm going to move it out Your way. If death could not hold me, watch what I do in your life. Because no matter what you go through, I'm going to be right there with you. We're going to make this shirt get tight. We're going to move in that way for Him because He has a plan. And I know that the pain is there, but Jesus had to go through some pain so that we could gain life. And this is what I'm coming to tell you right now, my brothers and sisters, that God wants to do this in your life right now. Give Him the pain. Give Him the trauma. What happened years ago? What happened last week? What happened before you jumped on and listened to where you're at listening to right now? You may be going through some hell this morning. You may have went through some hell last night. You may have gotten to an argument before you listened. You may have gotten an argument before you jumped into the Word of God. And God says, I got something for this. I want to cover you in this, because no matter what is formed, it will not prosper against you. We're doing a something new. We're not going back. We're not going to backslide into what we were. We're going to go bigger and better. We're going to get stronger. We went from wrong to strong. We're setting new PRs. We're squatting more weight than we ever thought we were going to squat. We're getting deeper into our Word because we understand that God is calling us to study more. He's calling us to, no matter how dark it gets, that we're able to come up out of it. And no matter how dark it gets, we still have a light, because God is still going to be with us, and God is going to move in us. And God says, I got something for that devil. That devil says, he cannot have you because you belong to God. We're not going to sever from the tree of God. We're not going to sever that limb, because we want to be fruitful in Jesus, and we're going to be better and stronger on the other side of it. So I need you to sit there and tell the devil, you can't have me because God has me. That pain that I was caused in my life, I'm now going to gain the strength that I need to overcome it. I'm not going to forget it, but it's not going to hold me back anymore. I need somebody to tell me right now. I need to text somebody right now and tell them that the pain that you're going through right now, you're going to gain the strength to become out better on the other side of it. And we're going to push it in a way to make us stronger. Yeah, I went through some pain in my life. Yeah, I went through some things in my life. Yes, I've been through some hell in my life. But I know right now that Jesus is the one that brought me out of it. I don't got no mugshot I have to go back to right now. I know that I have a record that's a mile long. I know I went through some things. I know I done some things. And I got some scars on my body. But my God says I'm making something better in you right now. You're going to tell somebody, yeah, I went through it right now. But look where I'm standing at right now. I'm able to touch some lives right now because of what Jesus is doing. And I don't know what you are in your life right now. I don't know what kind of hell you're going through this week. But God says, I got something for that devil. I'm going to show him that you can't keep him. You can't keep her. We're going to move in a way. We're going to be stronger. We're going to be better in every aspect of our life. And we're going to let that devil know that you can't touch us. And yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. That means we're going to be the light to touch people's lives. When they can say, I want to be just like you. I want to walk the way you walk. I want to talk the way Jesus talked. I want to show the love that Jesus has for somebody because he showed me love when I wasn't lovable. He went down and got me when I was at my lowest point. When I thought that drug could get me where I needed to be, or that alcohol got me where I needed to be. And he says, no, I'm going to show you that I got you covered right now. Yeah, you should be doing a life sentence right now. But God says, I got something better right now. I'm going to drop all the charges. I'm going to bring you out about this thing that you thought you were going to be. You thought you were going to be buried underneath that jail cell. But God says, now I got something for you right now. I'm going to show you that in your pain, you're going to gain life. You are becoming stronger and you are becoming better in this situation. You have to trust God. Don't let his hand go. You're going to bear fruit. You may be in a sowing season right now, but you will reap this harvest. I know it's hard. I know it hurts. I know that you got to dig down deep and say, yeah, I'm not going to let this trauma in my past life dictate my future. I'm not going to let my past dictate my future. I've accepted my past, and it's not going to hold me back anymore. I'm able to get stronger. I'm able to be better. I'm able to do things I never thought I was going to do. I'm going to touch people I never thought I was going to be able to touch. Because of Jesus. With him, you can do anything. With him, you can move mountains. You can come out of valleys. And I know it hurts when you're climbing up them valleys and coming out of them valleys. When you come in them mountains, I know it burns those thighs. I know you want to stop, but God says, no. I need you to keep moving. That pain that you're feeling right now is going to be beneficial to the gaining of your faith muscle. I want you to exercise your faith muscle and touch somebody today and let them know that Jesus loves them. That he's guiding their life and he's guiding your life. We've accepted the things that we cannot change. We accepted our past a long time ago. Our mistakes, our failures, our attitude. The ugly look we have on our face at times. Not being the most pleasant person to be around at times. We've accepted that. Jesus still loves you and says, I got something for you. We're going to bear fruit because you are with me. I am within you. The Bible says, remain in me and I'll remain in you. I need you to touch somebody today and tell them. The relationship that you haven't been willing to work on, I need you to reach out today and I need you to tell them that in the pain, there is gain, and that you love them. And let God can take control of that situation. Take your hands off of it and let God guide it so that we can bear fruit and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and his kingdom. He's doing great things in your life. Don't stop now. I don't care what the haters say. I don't care what people say. He brought you to the deep waters because he knows that you couldn't swim. And this is where he could get you alone so you rely on him to keep you afloat. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He brought you out of surgeries. He brought you out of diagnosis. He brought you out of a darkest place. He brought you out of anxiety and depression, suicidal thoughts, and says, I got something for you. When you didn't think you could turn any other way, I was right there. The drugs didn't do it for you no more. That alcohol doesn't do it for you anymore. Jesus is the only one that where you can find the joy. He's the only one that can quench your thirst and feed your hunger. Remain in me. I'll remain in you. Dear God and Heavenly Father, God, I got to give you praise, glory, and thanks for this day. I got to give you thanks and praise for this word. God, I ask that you just take the pain right now and turn it into the gaining of the faith muscle, and that we trust you with everything that we do. Every breath that we take, God, we give it to you, and we put praise upon our lips when it's even when it's not pretty, God. And in your holy name we pray, amen. Amen and amen. I thank y'all. I missed y'all. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. For praise and prayer reports, please text 208-906-9742. And until next week, Lord willing, be blessed. Stay blessed. You're gaining in your pain.